And then in some of the earlier questions, you kind of talked around, well, Independence Hub need gas prices to be higher, Marcellus Shale would be great if gas prices were higher. When you think about capital allocation, can you talk to what gas price it would take, given all the opportunities you have in your portfolio, for you to allocate more capital to some of the drier gas drilling in the Marcellus and the Haynesville and Independence Hub or other parts of your onshore portfolio?
Higher.
Brian, this is Al. It just, you know, it's, I think as you can probably appreciate, it's very basin specific, it's play specific. The types of things we need to see in gas price for drilling a deep water well in the Gulf of Mexico to produce through Independence Hub would be very different for the same economic equation in the Marcellus. Also, gas price discoveries, we're continuing to see that, you know, basis is changing in the Marcellus from where it used to be relative to Henry Hub. So I think we're monitoring those pretty darn closely. I think today, like many of our industry peers, and certainly you've heard us talk in the past, we are moving more towards oily and liquids-rich opportunities in order to be able to survive a sub-$3 gas world. It's not attractive, and I challenge very many places to be able to explain how you get positive wellhead economics at sub-$3. So the answer is just simply higher is going to be better, but it's very basin, very place specific. And I think in our case, given the portfolio that we've got and the ability to move capital around and not be dependent upon one or two types of plays or being overly dependent upon natural gas as a hydrocarbon product, you can see in our results that we've been trying where we can to move to more liquids and more oil opportunities. And I think you should just expect that will continue to occur. And hopefully at some point, industry will start to see some balance between supply and demand, and people move back up the curve.
And Brian, just, this is Jim, there's a lot of flexibility there to go back to gas if we need to, but I might remind you, we started this process in 2009. We haven't really changed since then, and prices have been far in excess of $4 a decatherm during that period. And so our view, as Al mentioned, is the relative oil economics are still so attractive that you still need to have gas come up a fair degree before we'd start reallocating capital to gas. That's unlike some of our peers, perhaps, because of the flexibility that's inherent in the portfolio. But we have a lot of flexibility to go back to that when and if it if cash flow is supported and we think the economics do.
Great. Thank you.